One more reason about habits, sons of bankers, sons of lawyers, turn around and say good morning to the night. For unless they see the sky, but they can't, that's why. No night if it's dark outside or light.
It is about New York, and in fact I sang it at the 9/11 concert because I thought it was a beautiful song in the first place, and it seemed to fit for that particular tragic moment in time.
Elton wrote that song roughly in the middle of the sessions, the middle of the recording period, and by that time we'd done maybe five or six up-tempo things or different instrumentation. And this one we thought, well, let's do it just piano and acoustic guitar and mandolin, make it really beautiful and atmospheric.
It was our first real New York song.
But it's a very beautiful song that reflects Bernie's take on, New York City and the whole thing. And
I don't know why Cameron Crowe used it for Almost Famous. He used Tiny Dancer, and I didn't know until I saw the film that he actually used Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters, and I've always thought it was one of my most underrated songs, and I've always played it quite a lot in concert.
Well, I have a real, attachment to like the first five or six Elton John albums, because I was just buying records on my own, and I had to sneak them into my house because my mother was a teacher, still is a teacher, and she would say, no, rock! Rock is bad, it will corrupt you. Well, we kind of made a movie about it, Almost Famous, about that whole experience.
And I was delighted that he chose that for the film because the actual scene that he uses it for really, really works well.
And so we knew we had the sequence set in New York in the movie, and it was not unlike the song.
But now I know the road of trees never grows.
You're in your own world where everything that's happening to you is so huge and so important. And then you're in New York and you're just one story in a big, big, big world of a city.
While Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters, sons of bankers, sons of lords.
And who captures that? Elton captures that.
I knew he'd use Tiny Dancer because everyone at DreamWorks had told me, oh, you've got to see it, you've got to see this. It's the best point in the film. But I'm glad he used Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters.
Those albums, for me, are so much about growing up and loving music and closing the door of your room and just getting lost in this world that Elton creates.